when you first came here, you talked about that dream thing, about how you have the not prepared for class, the not. Have you had any of those lately, or are you kind of over those?
Haven't had one in a while. Usually they come along in the summer because training's going on, and I don't know. Maybe in the back of your head, you're just thinking about the season, so things like that come up. But during the season, doesn't happen that often. I can't remember the last time it happened. Maybe last summer, but definitely reoccurring and bizarre. But no dreams like that. So that's probably a good thing.
I guess it is. I get the one where I show up in the news booth to read an update, and I don't know the Penguins score or I don't know the Pirates score, and everything just goes completely sideways. Are they hockey related ones, or do you still go back to? And I still get the show up in class without the assignment thing.
No classroom stuff for me. That didn't stress me out too much.
You're a hockey player. You have to worry about it. I had to worry about it.
I still did my work, but I think I was more worried about hockey. I think it's only been hockey, and it's usually like big games that I haven't succeeded in. So high school state tournament, a lot of times that happens, and then like the Frozen Four, like those prominent games in my head that will always stick with me. Those are the ones I'm usually showing up late for. So I haven't had one in the NHL yet, so that's good.
And not here, so that means that everything, the transition after the hectic beginning, that you're pretty relaxed here now.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I think just there's a lot of stuff that goes into a trade where there's so much stress, but I didn't even have time to really even realize that, it was just all happening, and it kind of unfolded nicely for me. So nothing as of late, so that's a good thing.
Now, 2 days. I asked you this yesterday about Kessel on your line. Is that what kind of a difference does that make? Or I know you're going to say you have to play your game, but do you have to be aware of when somebody like that is one of your wingers?
Phil, when you get him the puck, he can rip it. So that's kind of the key, I think, for as a center. You want to disperse the puck out wide to those two because they can make plays. I played with him. I played with him for the first, I don't know how many, six, seven games. And he's coming on right now, scoring, obviously. So I've seen him do really well in the playoffs as well. So I'm excited to get a taste of it with him.
Yeah, just one more is what's the most dangerous thing about the Islanders?
I think... Their depth of consistency is probably the biggest thing, and they all kind of play the same style. I don't think there's much error as far as turnovers in crucial areas. I think they limit that. I think we just got to be aware of that, their defensive ability, and we can't get when things aren't going in. They're going to be tight games, I'm sure. We can't get too excited and try to hit home runs. It's got to be base hits, so to speak. So that's probably the biggest thing. I think they're top in the league for least amount of goals given up. So that's obviously not a lucky stat. That they've been doing the right things all year. So we got to be ready for that.